Screenplay commencing in 3, 2, 1.
I'm Stephen Dornbos.
And I am Eric Ritterby.
And we are talking about Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
The Awakening of the Force.
The final trilogy of trilogies. And this one's directed by J.J. Abrams. And for the most part, I mean, the action sequences, we just watched the chase of the Millennium Falcon in the desert of Jakku.
Jakku.
The desert of Jakku. And it was fantastic fun, like you said.
A lot of fun. Yeah, and the action sequences, as you said, were just amazing in this movie.
Throughout the movie, great action sequences, and even little bits of humor in there, like George Lucas did with his movies. You know, when you see pieces of wreckage falling off, he's got these desert marauders running out there to grab it and make money off of it and stuff like that.
So what are your thoughts on the sequels? Especially this movie kicking off the sequel trilogy. Like, what were your thoughts now?
As a whole, I think they do not match up. They took a lot of directions with this one that just got dropped in The Last Jedi and then kind of resumed in the final movie, Rise of Skywalker, but not really. So it's disjointed. Each as a standalone film works great, but not as a trilogy.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to say it. I agree with you. And I think that goes back to them not having a plan for the entire trilogy.
And that's a standard for J.J. Abrams. He just doesn't have a plan. Look at Lost. Look at Alias. Also has the same problem. Other products where J.J. Abrams has great ideas, great execution for scenes, but not fully thought out in advance. And then it's kind of like, oh, what do I do with this thing that I've created?
Yeah, we call it the J.J. magic box.
The magic box.
Yeah, he's great at creating ideas, but not following through on them.
Right, right. Now, I think in the Star Trek movies, he had a lot more direction and focus, but this one, a lot of the things I don't like are that they repeated the Death Star.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, if you watch this movie, besides the new characters in the storyline, the aesthetics of it, the look of it, and really
beat for beat,
the setup for it. Yeah, beat for beat. It's a remake. It's a reboot of A New Hope.
Yeah.
And I did not like that the sequels were reboots.
And they definitely didn't need to be. As we discussed for The Empire Strikes Back, George Lucas took a story and built upon it. He didn't repeat it. He kept the story going. And that's what they should have done. That's the opportunity they missed with the sequels, starting with The Force Awakens.
Yeah. Okay. I can't. Yeah.
That's it.
You said it.
All right. Cool.
Screenplay on AFN.